Welcome, everyone, to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, keeping you focused in the right direction. The podcast with information that just keeps you motivated, inspired, and on point for everything that you have to do in your life. Just remember, please check out the podcast at robertgrudolph.org, and I'm blessed to be your facilitator. I'm so glad to be here. This is Mr. Speaker, but the man of the hour is the man whose podcast this is, Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. How you doing today, my brother?
Good morning. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, depending upon where everybody is. I hope and pray that everybody's doing fine on this day, this God's day. This truly is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm just going to have to find me some Hammond chords, because every now and again you get going. I'm out to chime some in. If I could play, I'd hook up a keyboard here, but I got to get some pre-recorded stuff. Oh, man. You know, I want to welcome everyone today. He's already getting us warmed up. He's going to continue with part two of Ingredients of a Morning Prayer, coming from that book of James, chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. Bishop, as they say, warm it up for us. Go ahead and give us a prayer and start teaching today, please.
Yes, sir. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come again and to minister a word to your people. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, Mr. Speaker, we started the other day talking about ingredients of a morning prayer. And last time, I just want to review very briefly. I think it's very important that we all have a morning prayer, that we all have a morning meditation. And we talked about how some of the ingredients of that prayer should enlist our prayer for a proper motivation, prayer for divine guidance, and also a prayer for the proper purpose, because we want to do everything in decently and in order. And I want to, again, allow the listeners to go to James, the fourth chapter, verses 13 through 15. I'm going to read that scripture again because it sets the tone for our prayer. And this is what it says, James 4, 13 through 15. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, we're talking about ingredients of a morning prayer, ingredients of a morning prayer. And today I'd like to give you just a few more nuggets, and I hope that it gives you encouragement. What do we need to pray? What are some of the ingredients that we need in our morning prayer? Well, first and foremost, let's pray that God would save an unsaved world. Let's do that. A lot of times people want to evangelize all over the country, all around the world. But to me, the best way to do that, or one of the ways to do that, is to make certain that we pray that God will save an unsaved world. That's important. See, we're not as compassionate as we should be. We really need to be compassionate. We really need to have a passion for souls. And that's important, because if we don't join together that God will save an unsaved world, then we are just having the name of a saint, or having the name or a title of a Christian, but we're not really doing Christ-like things. So let's make sure that we have a burdened heart for those people who are not committed to Jesus Christ. In other words, we need to ask God, We're praying now that you would send the souls into the churches, send the souls so that they can be saved, so that they can be healed, so that they can be delivered. So I think one of the ingredients, Mr. Speaker, is we need to join together to pray that the Lord will save an unsaved world. Now, another ingredient that I like is we need to pray not only for ourselves, but we need to pray for the people in our congregations. Well, Mr. Speaker, we often talk to people, but we don't spend the time that we have done in the past in just really visiting with them. Because in most cases, when we get out of church, a lot of us, we just go directly to the car. Many times people don't say anything. They don't ask about what's going on in the lives of the people that we worship with. So we are just in a rush all of the time. And so I think we need to pray for those people in our congregations. Pray for the homes. Pray for those families. The devil is busy. The enemy is busy. He's trying to destroy our homes. He's trying to destroy our neighbors. He is trying to destroy those families. And he's trying to destroy marriages. But just because he came to do it doesn't mean that he will be allowed to do it. So we need to pray for the homes and pray for those people within our congregations so that their homes would be a home of prayer and a home of love and a home of peace. And then lastly, one of the last ingredients of prayer, as I come to a conclusion on today, is that we need to pray. We need to become selfish with our prayers. In other words, we need to pray that our personal devotion is where it needs to be. Now, for those of you preachers who say, well, Brother Rudolph, I pray all the time. I'm always dedicated myself to the Lord. Well, what I found out is that a lot of preachers, what they do is they pray and they read their scripture when it's time for them to come up with a message or a sermon. But in many times, we don't have a personal devotion. Now, friends, it is important for me as a minister to have a personal daily devotion, not preparing for a message or not preparing for a sermon, but have a daily devotional where I can spend time with God as a Christian, as a saint. So I pray a prayer of personal devotion. I pray, Lord, help Robert Rudolph today. I'm not putting Bishop Rudolph in it. I'm not putting Pastor Rudolph in it. Help Robert today. Because there are some things that Robert might be dealing with that other people may not know anything about. And I'm praying that, God, I need to have a personal devotion with you where I can feel like I can come to you with anything. I mean anything. Lord, I messed up, Lord. I did this. Or Lord, I need a greater anointing in these areas. Lord, I need you to help me. I do that in my personal devotion, my time away from everything else. I pray, Lord, help me so that I can do what needs to be done. I pray, Lord, I dedicate myself to you, my heart, my mind, my spirit, my soul, my body. I dedicate myself to you. And because of it, I want you to help me. And I dedicate myself to you each and every day. So, Lord, where do you want me to go? In my dedication to you, where do you want me to go? Those are some of the ingredients to be included in today's devotion. We need to pray for those people who are unsaved in our world. We need to pray for the homes and the families of the congregations that we are a part of. And then we also need to have a prayer of personal dedication. Lord, help me to do what I need to do in order to make a difference in my life first before I can help anybody else.
Amen, Bishop. I totally agree with that. And I'm going to work it backwards because as you know, when you start teaching, my mind just starts to run, but it's like a self inspection. And I like number three, pray that, you know, I have some personal devotion time because I'm reminded that the unexamined life is not worth living. And we spend a lot of time dealing with other people, but how often do we deal with ourselves and say, Lord, what is it that I need to do? I need to be right before I can help somebody else. I need to be in the right frame of mind before I can help someone else. And that is key. It's powerful. It even reminds me of Covey says that you must take time to sharpen the saw. We're always sawing and doing, but you got to take time to sharpen that saw. And that is yourself and that relationship with God. That is something that's vital that I believe everyone should pray for. And then praying for the people and praying that God will save this unsaved world. It is key because it's all about, you know, go ye therefore, but God, where do I need to go? Who needs to hear the word to be saved? And so, Bishop, this is just powerful, powerful points as far as ingredients for a morning prayer.
Well, I'm excited that people are listening to this, and I hope that this will be included as ingredients in their morning prayer day to day. And especially to ministers, I want to encourage you to have that personal devotion. Have it every day, not preparing for a message, not preparing for a sermon or a speech, but a time that you have with God, just a personal time aside from everything else that you have with God. And I do hope that people will listen to this and use it in their daily morning prayer.
Most definitely make it a part of their life, a practical application, because we hear a lot, but we don't do a lot. And I just pray today that they do listen to this and take heed. With that, Bishop, you can bring us on in today.
Well, Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given to us to minister a word to your people in this particular medium. Now, God, I ask that for the remainder of the day or for the remainder of the night, at whatever time people are listening to this particular podcast, that you would bless them and you would help them and strengthen them to go forward in the way that you would want them to go. Now, God, just be with us, lead us and guide us and help us as we come again to another podcast so people can be encouraged and move forward in the strength, in your strength and in the devotion to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I want to thank all of our listeners all around the world for tuning in today to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. Please share this podcast with your family, your friends, your neighbors and coworkers so that they can be blessed as well. You don't want to keep this all to yourself. Just remember, check out the Bishop's website at robertgrudolph.org. That's robertgrudolph.org. You can listen to previous episodes of the podcast, stay informed of his events, his services, and you can always listen to the podcast on the Apple platform. Once again, thank you all so very much because you've been listening to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, keeping you focused in the right direction.